Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Vav, and we're holding on the bottom of Hey Amud Beis, the last line. Eizeu katan kosha'eni yochel lirkoiv al ksefoi shel oviv. What is this referring to? We go back to our Mishnah, daf Beis Amud Aleph, and it says in the Mishnah that hakol chayav beri'ia chutz mi'cheirish shoytev katan. Katan is potur from going to the Harabayis on the three regalim, and bringing a korban oilas re'iyah. Nevertheless, not every cotton is patur. When a cotton gets a little bit older, he is mechuyev, or at least the father is mechuyev to bring him. Now the question is, how much older? Machloik is Beishamai and Beisil. Beishamai says even a very, very young child. Ko she'eni yochel lirkoiv al kseifiv shel oviv, v'lalois mirushalayim laharabayis. Which cotton is potter if he's so small that he can't even go piggyback on the back of his father from Yerushalayim Harbayis? I mean, Yerushalayim, we don't mean, of course, from Bayit Vegan or from Harnof. We mean from Ir Atika, from the old city of Yerushalayim to the Harbayis. If the child is so small that he cannot last for those few minutes or a half an hour, whatever it is, be Lirkav Ksefa Shalaviv, then potter. But if the child can already be roichev al kseif of shaloviv, chayv.
I thought there was machlok as well as chutz la'ir. How far do you go? Some say it's the chomos, some say it's a little further.
You're thinking of, I believe, is the gav of the din of Korban Pesach.
Yeah,
it says that Erev Pesach, that if a person happens to be an onus and he's far away, the question is, how far is far away? In fact, we had different views expressed in the Gemara and the Mishnah. Here we're talking about Aloch of Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel depends on from if you're in Yerushalayim, you have a chiyuv to come to Eretz Yisrael even from far away. But now we're talking about the cotton. How young is this cotton to be potter if he cannot even be roche, if he can't even go piggyback on the back of his father? That's according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, the shear is if he cannot be ochez biyodei shel oviv, he's not able to walk with his father by holding him with his hand and walking together. Meaning that according to Beis Hillel, he has to be old enough to be able to walk on his own. But of course, you're not going to let a child who is able to walk just go willy-nilly through the streets of Yerushalayim, find the Harabayis, find the Azorah on your own. So the father holds on to his hand. Ah, okay. So far, so good. Freik di Mariyatz. We're again bottom of Hey Amud Beis, last line. Mask of the Reb Zeira. Ad hocho man asyo. This kasha is directly a kasha on Beis Shammai. And the kasha is, who brought him here until now? In other words, the Gemara is assuming, try to picture in your mind, the person just came now from America or from Bavel. He comes to Eretz Yisrael. You have a person who's a gadol, he has a small little child. According to Beis Shammai, he is already able to be rochev k'seva shel aviv. The Gemara doesn't describe what that age is. However, Rashi, in another couple of lines, says that mishona rishona hu yochel lirkoiv, once he's already a year old. If you think in terms of a baby, as you know, just waffles in all directions until he becomes a little bit older, until she becomes a little bit older. Once they hit the age of one, there's enough stability there that they could be roich bal ksev v'shalav. Those are trashy. If that's the case, says the Gemara, who brought him to Yerushalayim that now you can start having a machlokas going from Yerushalayim to Harabayis? If the person came from America, where was the mommy of this child? So the Gemara assumes that the mommy stayed home. Why do we assume the mommy stayed home? Yeah. Because the mommy has no din of re'iyah. It says in our Mishnah. I'm sorry?
It says noshim batav.
We didn't say noshim batav.
Yeah.
By haker. Haker is once every 7 years, and that comes out after Shemitah year. But otherwise throughout the year. And what you're thinking to yourself is, but why don't we learn re'iyah mehaker to say the noshim achayv? That was the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara said, because we have a special limud. Yiroi kol zechurcha, zechur, lahoitzi es hanoshim, zechurcha, lahoitzi tumtum biandrayus. So women are parted. So since women are parted from Re'iyah, the assumption is they stayed home. If they're staying home, the assumption is that all children until the age of 2 stayed home with them. Why? Because the mommy had to go and nurse this child. They didn't have formula in the good old days. So if this child is old enough to be with his daddy, with his tati, and he didn't stay home because mommy didn't come along, if he's old enough, that means he must be at least 2 years or older. If he's at least 2 years or older, says Rashi, according to Beis Shammai, to be roichev al ksev shel aviv is already only the age of 1. At the age of 1, they could already be roichev. So, oy bazoy, why does Beis Shammai say in our Mishnah that if the child is not able to be roichev al ksev shel aviv, then he is potter? He wouldn't even be there in Yerushalayim. Why wouldn't he be there? He'd be with his mommy. His mommy lives in America. His mommy lives in England. He lives in Bavel. So ad hocha, until here, man asi, who brought him to Yerushalayim that you can even start talking about your roichev, nish roichev? He didn't get to Yerushalayim in the first place, according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, it's not shver. Because according to Beis Shammai, this child could already be 3, 4, 5. And therefore, Amisha says, if this child is able to walk on his own and to hold on to daddy's hand and go from Yerushalayim Harbayis, oh, then he's mechuyev. If he cannot walk, but in both cases he could be already over 2 years old. And his mommy stuck at home, she stayed home, but this little yingle went together with his father to Yerushalayim. And now the question is, can he or can he not walk on his own and hold on to the hand of his father? But according to Beis Shammai, he wouldn't even be in Yerushalayim if he's less than 2 years old. And the status, the shear of Yochel Irkov, says Rashi, is ready from 1 year and older. Amalei Abaye, I'm sorry, your whole premise is faulty. Mommy did come along for the ride to Yerushalayim. So you're wondering why? She didn't have a mitzvah in Oilas Re'iyah. You're right, but she did have a role and she did have a chiyuv in the din of Simcha. Since mommy is mechuyev in the mitzvah of simcha, and what's the mitzvah of simcha in the good old days when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, people had to eat shalmei simcha, they had to eat shlamim, because ain't simcha ela babos of yayin, so therefore she came along to have that simcha. So she brought him to Yerushalayim. Mikan ve'elach. Now, from Yerushalayim and further, now she can stay at home on Yontif. What do you mean she can stay home? Don't you want her to eat shalmi simcha? You're not a problem. Because shlomim, like all kabbonis, can be eaten throughout. All the kachim kalim can be eaten throughout Yerushalayim. Fine. So father's going to go, take the yingle along, they're going to go and bring their shalmi chagiga, they'll bring their shalmi simcha, they'll bring their kabbonis, and then afterwards, they're going to give them a nice big pack of meat to take home. They'll take it home and they'll eat it home. And mommy will eat and she'll cook it and she'll eat it. So no problem. So mother brought him all the way to Yerushalayim. Mikan ve'elach, meaning from Yerushalayim to Har Abayis, from the Har Bayis to the Azora. Then now we start measuring at this point from their hotel room, so to speak, or the dira, wherever they're staying in Yerushalayim, in the Ir Atika. From there, can the child, according to Beis Shammai, be roichiv aksev shaloviv? And according to Beis Hillel, can he be olav beochez biyod shalov Yerushalayim? Then he's chayiv. But if the child is so young that he cannot be roichiv according to Beis Shammai, or he cannot hold the hand according to Beis Hillel, then is patur. Fine. So we answered that question. But now the Gemara asks another question. Hey, Shiv Rebbe Tachas Beis Hillel Diver Beis Shammai. Rebbe, as you know, was an enikel of Beis Hillel. So Rebbe now is asking Akasha on behalf of his Zayda Hillel. He's asking Akasha against Beis Shammai. What's the Kasha? Again, according to Beis Shammai, even if the child is 1 year old, 1.5 year old, even less than 2, if as long as the child can be roichiv aksef shalaviv, he is mechuyiv. It says Lagabi Shmuel, Mechanaloi Alosa, Chana did not go up to be Oile Regel, Ki Omrali Isha, because she said to her husband, to Elkanah, Ad Yigomel Hanar, when the child will be weaned, in other words, when he's 2 years old, I'll be Oise, and then I'll go and bring him. Ah, but let's say Shmuel could be at this point 18 months old. He could have been 20 months old. He just wasn't 24 months. He wasn't 2 years yet, but he could have been 18, 20 months. So says Chana, when he'll be 24, I'll bring him. But until that time, I'm not going to bring him. Pray tomorrow, what are you not going to bring him? We just said now, to be Roy Chalasev Shalav, you only need to be 12 months old. Certainly by 18 months, 20 months, a child is sufficiently stable that he can go on the back of his father. So therefore, the cotton should be chayiv. According to me, Beisel's Nishver, because I hold that the shear starts from when he's able to walk. Child might not be able to walk on his own until after 2, 3, 4. As we know, a lot of children can't walk until they're 18 months, 2 years old, 2.5 years old. And therefore, says Beis Hillel, depends when he can start walking. So Shmuel apparently could not walk yet. It's not this man gimel yet, this man of the weaning. Child is only 18 months, he can't walk. Okay, putta, stay home. But according to Beis Shammai, once he hit the point of Yochel Lirkoiv, Yechayiv. So why didn't he go along for the ride on the Sefer Shalav? I'm not the Av, this is the Av. Shkoyach, he's a great, great mitzvah.
Little son was Gamliel.
The man Yerichin Yemecha. Sorry?
The little son was Gamliel.
Right.
If Rabbi Yehuda was Gamliel.
Right. No, the Rebbe, I don't know if Rebbe was exactly a grandson, great grandson. He was the part of the dynasty. Okay, anyway, is the Chachar Aguta Gasha on Beisham, right? See, his father, meaning the father of Rebbe, who was Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, answered him, "Vitamechan, according to you, let me ask you another kasha. Why are you focusing on Shmuel? Why don't you focus on Chana, the mommy? Miloy mechayv v'simcha, you just said on the top of the Amud that women have the mitzvah of being mesameach together with their husbands beregel. So why didn't Chana go? Chana even an er l'chayidna, she wasn't. So therefore, why didn't she come along?" Alice says, "I'll explain to you. Chana mifankusa yeserta chazye be b'Shmuel. Chana was very concerned about Shmuel because she saw that he was a very delicate and a very fragile and frail baby. She was worried that if she's going to take Shmuel all the way from wherever she lived, I guess Merasayim Tzoyfim, wherever, then Ramah, going to take him all the way to Yerushalayim, and then he's going to go to the Beis Hamikdash. Who knows what's going to happen? Cholila." That's why she stayed home. So not out the shear of cotton, because out the Indian of Choyle. She felt that he was a fragile, frail kid, therefore she kept him home. Okay.
So there's Rehiya and Simcha.
Right.
So women are Chayav and Simcha, men are Chayav in both. So,
correct.
But the presumption is that when the men went up for Rehiya, the women were left alone. And therefore...
That was the original assumption. But the Gemara concluded that's not the case, that women went together with their husbands up to Yerushalayim. But when the husbands went from Yerushalayim to the Harabayis, to the Azara, during that interval, think of the husband's going to Shachris first day morning, and the wife is still at home, and she's preparing for Yom Tov, and what have you, she's still sleeping, she's saying Tilim, she's preparing the meal for Yom Tov. So he went to the Harabayis, and she stayed home.
But let's say the wife couldn't travel. She had young children. It was hard to travel. So yeah. Then you have Re'iyah and Simcha come into conflict. The husband's chayav in Re'iyah, but without him, the wife is...
He has to go, and she'll stay home. And what can you do? You know, on his rachmona patre, like any chayla. And if what happens if he's sick and she's healthy? You know, we had in our Mishnah, chayla is potter. So she, just like chayla is potter from the din of Israel, she'd be potter from Simcha if she's a chayla. Boy Reb Shimon, cotton chige ledibre beishamay, the sum ledibre shneyem mahu. What happens if you have a cotton who's able to be rochev al ksefe shel aviv, but he's a chige? Chige means that he's lame. According to beishamay, what do you do? According to beisil, is not a problem. According to beisil of mad, he's potter. Because Madach, we said in a Mishnah, a Godoil who is a Chiger is potter, then a Katan that's a Chiger is certainly potter. The question is, according to Beishama, the child doesn't have to be able to walk. The child only has to be able to be Rochev al Ksefe Shalaviv. So in fact, that's the reason why he wants to be Rochev al Ksefo, because he's Nebuch a Chiger. So the question is, Chotan Chiger, Ledir Beishamai, Vesum Ledir Rishneim, a person who's blind, according to both Beishamai and Beis Hillel, because we had in our Mishnah that a Summa is potter from Oyle Regel. Question is, this child, who's a Summa, he's not going to go by himself. He's either going to be Rochev al Ksefo, or the father's going to hold on to his hand. So in either case, he's able to go to the Beis HaMikdash because of his father. Is Mao, what's the din by these two, the cotton Chiger and the cotton Summa? Hey, Chidami. Eilem b'chi yishenyochlis pashit v'sum yishenyochlis pateyach. Are we talking about Nebuch, a permanent chiger, a permanent summa? That there's no way that they are going to be remedied, they're not going to be cured. They're going to remain a chiger and summa Nebuch for the rest of their lives. Hashta godel potter, ma'adach, you're telling me that if the chiger is a godel, he's already bar mitzvah, and the summa is already bar mitzvah. Then it says in the Mishnah, he's potter. Cotton me boy, then a cotton is certainly potter. Why is he cotton certainly potter? And number one, because anyway he's a cotton. And number two, he's the same chiger and tsumavar mishnah. Are you going to go and tell me, but cotton maybe should be chayv al tzchinuch? The only reason why mechanech a child is so that the child should develop a hergel, so that when he becomes bar mitzvah, we don't throw at him 613 mitzvahs all at one time, like throwing a child into a cold bath or into a cold swimming pool without any life preserves. In other words, you're talking about the whole inyan of chinuch is so that the child should get that regilus, get that familiarity. When he comes to bar mitzvah, oh, of course I know how to daven. I've been davening now for years. I know how to shakal lulav. I know how to do this. I know how to put in tzitzis, etc., etc. However, since this child will never have a chiyuv, because when he becomes bar mitzvah, we'll tell him, you're potter from re'iyah, you're a summa, you're a chiger. So there's no purpose in being mechanech. So there's more, that's a double parsha, there's nothing to talk about. So he was like, "Loi tzricha, what is the shaila? Bechiga sheyochel ispache, v'suma sheyochel ispatech. Bechiga that is able to be mispashet, and a suma that can be mispatech." In other words, each one of them will emiyet Hashem eventually be cured. And Toisa says, cured before their bar mitzvah is my. So the shaila is, even though if you would take a snapshot of this child at this time, and you would add to him another 10 years and make him a mitzvah, he'd be potter. Because now he's a chiger, now he's a summa, potter. However, we expect to enrich him another 5, 7, 8 years as a result of intense therapy. The doctors say, 99% of Mirchem, he's going to be gesund, and he's going to be a godel, he'll be able to walk, he'll be able to do everything like everybody else, normal. If that's the case, should we be mechanech him now, even though now at this point he's totally potter, or do I look on the future options? That what? That before bar mitzvah is going to be cured, we should already be mechanech now. Is my Rabbaya kol heicha the god mechayim midraisa kotnam mechanechin alei midrabanan. You look at his age now. If now as he is 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, at this point he is a chiger or he's a summa, even though the doctors say that mechem he's going to be cured. If he would be a godel now of 13, 14, 15, then of course he'd be mechuyev. Then kotnam mechanchino mitrabon, and then a kotnur mechanech. But kolheicha the godel potim midraisa. But if this child, if instead of being a child, if now he were a chiger or suman, he would be a godel, and then everybody agrees he'd be potter, like our Mishnah says. So we're not mechanech. There's no chiyav of being mechanechim, even though the doctors tell us he will be gesund. When he becomes gesund, then there'll be a chiyav of chinuch. But until the point that he is healthy, as long as he's a chiger, as long as he's a suma, potter, we don't, there is no chiyav of chinuch. Okay, back to our Mishnah now. The Mishnah says that we're bringing two karbonois, an oilas re'iyah and a shalmei chagiga. The question is, how much do I have to spend on these karbonois? Of course, you can go and spend lots and lots of money, but what's the minimum that you have to spend? So machloek is b'sham b'sil. B'shamai says the re'iyah is shtei kesef, which is 2 mo'ah. Mo'ah is a relatively small coin. 1 mo'ah is a sixth of a dinar. 2 mo'ah is a third of a dinar. Remember, there are 4 dinarim in a shekel. So you're talking about 1/24th of a shekel. Apparently not a lot of money. So what does it say in our Mishnah? It says, Beishamai hari'iyah shtei kesef v'chagiga mo'ah kesef. You have to pay twice as much for the oilas ri'iyah than for the shalmei chagiga. Beisil says just the opposite. Hari'iyah mo'ah kesef, the oilas ri'iyah is the cheaper one. You only pay a mo'ah. V'chagiga, you pay 2 kesef, you pay 2 mo'ah.
Was this an oaf?
No, all these are, we're talking about behemoths. Okay.
What kind of a behemoth could you get for
I don't know
what
the...
What they're saying, it doesn't sound like a lot of money.
Let's assume for argument's sake that a shekel is, let's say, the equivalent of $100. This is at 1/24th, so this would be approximately $4 or $5. So now, to us, $4 or $5 for an animal probably costs hundreds of dollars, maybe thousands of dollars. But remember, that's because of inflation. In the good old days, it was probably much, much cheaper. How much does a person pay for rent now on the west side for an apartment? Some people are paying $10,000. How much did you have to go and pay back in 1940? $25, $15. Okay. Boy, can you imagine? 70 years, look at that change.
Okay.
Apparently, you know. Okay. Speak to the historians. Anyway, this is the minimum. If you couldn't, you couldn't. But the point is, according to Beis Shammai, you pay more for the Oilas Re'ia. According to the Beis Hillel, you pay more for the Shalmei Chagiga. Now the question is, why? What's this for? It's Tanur Rabban. Beis Shammai Yom.
The Chagiga, the Baal HaBos can eat it, the Re'ia he cannot eat, right?
Exactly right. Exactly right. And that's going to be a very important point here, both according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Tanur Rabban. Beis Shammai Yom Amar Re'ia Shtei Kesef, Chagiga Mor Kesef. Like we learned. Why? It says Beis Shammai, two reasons. Number one, Shir'iya Oila Kule Gvoya. And Oila is considered to be a more choshev carbon. Why? Because it goes all the way up to Shemayim. Meaning that the entire Oila is Kula Kolil on the Mizbech. So you're giving a present to Hashem Yisbarach, you've got to pay more money. Masha'in Kim B'Chagiga. Chagiga is eaten mostly by Bnei Adam, so it has less of a chashivus. V'oid, and I have another reason. Matzina ba'atzeres shariben akosav ba'oilai says from Bishlam. If you look in Chumash about atzeres, atzeres is shavuos. On shavuos, there's a very special thing which is unique to shavuos, and that's shtei halechem. With the shtei halechem, they had to go and bring along olos and shlomim. How many olos did they bring, and how many shlom did they bring? So Rashi brings the psukim from Chumash that they had altogether 10 olos and only 2 shlomim. 5 times as many olos and shlom. Oh, it shows olos is more chashiv. That's why you have to pay more for it. Yeah.
You tell us what, on the contrary.
Yeah.
The shlomim is shared by the divided shlomim.
That's going to be Bissil. That's going to be Bissil svar. We have to be Bissil in a moment. He's a zir shame, but so far we're Bishamai. So Bishamai says, number one, because it's kula kalil, more chashiv. And number two, I find by shvuas that there are 5 times as many olos and shlomim. 10 olos, only 2 shlom. So you see, olos is more chashiv. That's the svara of Beis Shammai. Ubeis Eloimrim, Hariya Mar Kesef, Chagiga Shtei Kesef, just the opposite. Number one, Shechagiga Yashna Lefnei Hadibur, Masha Ein Kein Beriyah. Number one, Chagiga comes Lefnei Hadibur. Lefnei Hadibur means before Har Sinai. What means before Har Sinai? That it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk, by the way, is in Parshas Mishpatim. And as all you know, Aseres HaDibros is in Parshas Yisrael. So Rashi already asks this kasha, and Rashi says, that's not shver, because we find often in the Torah, Ein Muktam HaMolcha B'Torah, so Pesukim Mishpatim happened before Parshas Yisrael. But what does it say in the Pasuk? Vayishlach es nare b'nei Yisrael vayalu olos, vayizbuchu zvachim shlomim l'ashem parim. So this Pasuk talks about before Matan Torah, vayishlach es nare b'nei Yisrael, Vayalu Olos. Now put Vayalu Olos in parentheses. We're not going to focus on that now. We're going to talk about that shortly. And then it says, Vayizbichu Zvachim Shlom Lashem Parim, that these Narei Bnei Yisrael, they brought Shlom. And this is talking about before Har Sinai, before the Dibur. Dibur meaning when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. Ah, so we see Chagiga, all way Lefnei HaDibur. Masha'en Kibar Iyah, Re'iyah was not before the Dibur. So therefore Chagiga is more Choshev than Re'iyah. When it comes to the Parshas Nesiim, which we lay always on Chanukah, many people lay also at the beginning of Chodesh Nisan. So what does it say? It's Parshas Nosai. If you add up all of the Shlomim that were brought throughout the 12 days by all the Nesiim, you'll see that they far, far exceed the number of Olos. Now Rashi doesn't bring the whole Pasuk. So just by coincidence, I happen to have over here the Siddur, which brings the laning for Chanukah here at the end. And it says, Zoyz Chanukah Asa Mizbeach, B'yomi Moshach Oysa, Mi'esa Siya Yisrael, Karis Kesef, Shtei Masrei, etc. And then we get to the Kaponis. Kalabokar lo'oyla, how many oilas did they bring? Kalabokar, which name Osir Parim? 12 oxen. Elim Shnei Moser, 12 rams. 12 and 12 is approximately 24. Kibosav and Eishon Shnei Moser, Kvasim, 12 lambs, 12 sheep, 24 and 12 is 36. So there were 36 olos. 36 olos. However, v'chol bekar zevach ha-shlamim, how many shlam did they bring? Esrim yarbo parim, 24 oxen. Eilim shishim, atudim shishim, kibasim aneishon shishim, 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 shishim. 3 times 60 comes out to be roughly 180. And we added to that the Bekar Zivach Heshlomim Esem Arba'ah, 24 to 180. So how much we get to 204. So we're talking about 204 shlamim compared to 36 olos. So there are many, many more shlamim than their olos, says Beis Hillel. That's the reason why we have now more, we pay more for the shlamim than for the olos, because we see that shlamim is more chashuv. Good. So bottom line is, we have now two reasons according to Beis Shammai. Reason number one, because it's kula kolil, oil is more chashuv. Number two, because by atzeres, by shvuas, they brought more olos. And now Beis Hillel said, no, the other way around. Chagig is more chashuv, number one, because chagig is yeshna lefnei adibah, before matan Torah. And number two, because by nesiyim, we find many more shlamim than we find oilos. Freit Yimara. Beis Hillel, my time in the Amrik, Beis Shammai says, good to svaris. Says Yimara, teko amris, ria adifa, to oilu kulu legvoya. Now the Gemara is going to give the svara of Mr. Friedlander. Adraba, chagig adifa, chagig is more chashuv. The ispashtei achilois. That was your point before, right? That a chagig is more chashuv because the Rabbeinu Shalom Kaviyachol shears the carbon with Bnei Adam. In fact, that's the reason why it's called Shlomim. Shalom, everybody's at peace with each other. The Rabbeinu Shalom Kaviyachol gets a piece on the Mizbeach, the Aymerin. The Kehanim get a piece, Chaz B'Shoik. The Balaam get the rest of the carbon. Ah, Baruch Hashem, Shalom Ba'olam. Everybody's at peace, because everybody gets a piece, everybody's at peace. So this word is very, very choshev. Masha enkein legabe the oila, it's kula legvoya. So according to Beis Hillel, that's a lesser chashivas, not a greater chashivas. Ayduk amres neidam meyatzeres. Let's go learn from Atzeres that by shvuas there's so many more olos than there are shlamim. Dana karbi yachem mikarbin yachem, and dana karbi yachem mikarbin sibor. After all, we're trying to derive the amount that you have to pay by an oilas re'iyah and shalom chagiga. Every yochid in Klal Yisrael brought that. That wasn't the carbon tzibur. Masha'inkin atzeres, we're talking about the shtei alechem that was a carbon tzibur that came from the lishka sagazes. You can't bring a raya from carbon tzibur. Rather, I'll bring a raya from the nesiyim, because every nasi gave from his own money. Learn yochid me yochid, not yochid me tzibur. Makes a lot of sense. Very good. Tam kayoch mi karbi yachem, don karbi yachem, carbon tzibur. Why didn't Beis Shammai hold like Beis Hillel? Remember, what did Beis Hillel say? That a chagiga is choshever because it's yeshna lefnei hadibur, and also because we learn from the seal. Frank, you might think, ah, it's chagiga for the yeshna lefnei hadibur. Riyah nami yeshna lefnei hadibur. You made a mistake. It's not only chagiga, it is also lefnei hadibur. What do you mean? Because that pasuk that we were quoting before, I added a parenthesis. What did the pasuk say? Vayishlach has nari bnei Yisrael. Vayalu olos, vayalu olos, vayizvichu zvachem shlomim Hashem par. So we focused on the shlomim Hashem par. With clearly there was shlomim before, but there was also olos before, and the Gemara assumes that olos were olas re'iya. So therefore they had both olas re'iya and shlomim before the dibur. So why did you basically say chagiga di for the yeshlo for the adibur? We had the oilas re'iyah before the dibur too. Aye, the kamer zeilu minasiyim. Nah, don't learn from nasiyim. Don't dabar hanoig ledoidus. Dabar hanoig ledoidus. Both the din of oilas re'iyah shalom chagiga and the din of atzeres. This applies for all generations. Don't learn from the nasiyim. Nasiyim was a one-time historical event. That was like a special Hirosh Shah, if you will, a special one-time thing during the inauguration of the Mishkan. But this is not for all generations. Okay. Break the more basil maishna chagiga the yeshna fnei adibor tichsev v'yizvuchu zvachem shlomim l'ashem parim riyanami oksev v'yalu olos. The same pasuk. In fact, the v'yalu olos appears before v'yizvuchu zvachem shlomim. It's not that we forgot it. It says right before. V'yishlach esnari b'nei Yisrael v'yalu olos v'yizvuchu zvachem shlomim l'ashem parim. Is the Beis Shammai 100% right? What's going on? Everything more concerned basil oilas shekriv Yisrael v'amidbar oilas tamid have. Beis Hillel holds that the oil that they brought, when it says Bamidbar, meaning before Matan Torah, this pasuk that you were quoting, Vayalu Olos, that was not Oilas Re'iyah, that was an Oilas Tamid. It was an Oilas Tamid. Even though there was no Mishkan yet, because the Mishkan was only built many months later, right? Matan Torah was 7 weeks after they came out of Mitzrayim, they had the Korban Pesach and they had the Seder night. 7 weeks later with Shavuos, Matan Torah, the Mishkan was only built, they started building the Mishkan Mimochras Yom HaKippur, and therefore it was next Rosh Chodesh Nissan, a year later. But nevertheless, when the stomach, you can go and already bring now. They brought it on a Bama, because after all...
Well, we said that it's a Korban Seba, so it's different.
Absolutely right. But bear in mind that before and after the Mishkan, Bamos were mutter. Bamos right. means large altars that they set up, and for private kabbanas, you could even have your own private mizbech. But the point is, although there was no Mishkan yet, Beis Hillel says that the olas that they brought before Matan Torah were olas tamid, which eventually would be incorporated as part of the daily avoda in the Mishkan and subsequently in the Beis Hamikdash.
Why can't we learn from the Nesim, even though it's a one-time thing? We learn from Shiv Yimei HaMiluyim, we learn things from also. That's also a one-time thing.
So you are holding like Beis Hillel. In fact, we do learn like Beis Hillel. When Machloik is Beisham Beis Hillel, we follow Beis Hillel. And what does Beis Hillel say? That we do learn it from the Nesi'im. So you have a mindset, a perspective, an approach that is Hillelian in nature, which is wonderful, and you are to be complimented. But Beis Shammai is also Choshev Yidin. Beis Shammai said, since this is a one-time event, they can't learn from one-time
event. So you don't learn from Shuvim Mehem Luyim also?
Beis Hillel, yeah. Beis Hillel, that's...
No, Beis Shammai would not.
Well, Beis Shammai would not, correct. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So now we have Beis Shammai Sabri, or the Shekriviyas of Amidba, or the Sri'iyahava. So Beis Shammai, that the korban that they brought, the Yalu Olos, they were Olas Ri'iyah. How did they become Olas Ri'iyah? The whole mitzvah of Yeroah called Zechorchas Bnei Adon Hashem, that's only given at Matan Torah. How are they called Olas Ri'iyah? Says Rashi, because it says in the Pasuk by Matan Torah, Vayechsu Esu Alikim. Vayechsu Esu Alikim. Vayechsu means that they saw. Oh, Lashon Ri'iyah. So therefore, it's a Bechin of Olas Ri'iyah and not Olas Tamid. Kum Techois, I have now a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Ola, the Olos that were brought before Matan Torah, in conjunction with Matan Torah, what were they? Were they Olas Tamid or Olas Ri'iyah? Olas Tamid means daily Olas Tamid, or these are Olas Ri'iyah which are brought 3 times a year in connection with Aliyah LeRegel for the 3 Yom Tov.
It's Tamid, no?
Well, that's a machlokes. Look at these last few lines. Kasabi Beis Hillel, Oyla Shekhar Yisrael Bamidbar, Oyla Tamid, like you just said. Beis Shammai says, Oyla Shekhar Yisrael was Oyla Asriyah. So Omer Abaye. So Abaye says that this machlokes is not only Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, it's in fact 3 giants against 3 other giants. Omer Abaye Beis Shammai, V'Rebbe Lozer, on the side it says Rebbe Lezer, V'Rebbe Yishmael, Kulus Virulahu, all 3 of them hold Oyla Shekhar Yisrael Bamidbar, Oyla Asriyah. They hold that the Oyla was an Oyla Asriyah. Again, when you say Shekhar Yisrael Bamidbar, we mean before Matan Torah, that was Oyla Asriyah. Or Beis Hillel, V'Rebbe Akiva, V'Rebbe Yosef Glili Kulus Svirlo, Oyla Shekhar Yisrael Bamidbar, Oyla Tamid Hava. They all hold that it was an Oyla Tamid. So, Frey Timura, how do I know? So, Beis Shammai Hod Yomar. Beis Shammai, we already concluded that Beis Shammai holds that this was an Oyla Asriyah. How did I know? Because that's why Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, you're saying that Chagigas Aptami Yuchas was Yeshna Lefnei Adibur. The Ola was also Lefnei Adibur. What means Ola? Because the Ola Sri'iyah, because it says the Yechzor Solikim. So I know for sure that Beis Shammai Taka holds that it was an Ola Sri'iyah. How do I know about Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel, the Sanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Loimer, Kololois Ne'emru B'Sinai U'Protois Bo'yel Moyed. What does that mean? We all know that at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Aseres HaDibros. That's famous, and we stand up when the Kabbal Kodesh lanes it. Yeah, yeah, very good. What else did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give on Har Sinai? Doesn't say clearly in the Torah. So says Rabbi Shmuel, Kololos Number Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai gave the general rules, the macro. He didn't go into the details, just the main things. You have to keep Shabbos, and you have to keep Taras and Mishpoch, and you have to go in and mechanach the kids, and you have Talmud Torah, and 613 mitzvahs. But the details he left for another time. Could you imagine if he gave all the details, he'd be there forever? You know, we know how big the Torah is. Good. So, Klavos Number Sinai. Uprato is Ba'oyel Moed. Now, when it says here Ba'oyel Moed, this is really a reference to the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Because Sefer Yikra says, Vayikra El Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elov, Me'oyel Moyed Lemar. So the Morris's Bratz's Boyel Moyed, it means to say that especially when it comes to Korbanois, the Kabbalahs, all the details were given in Sefer Vayikra. In fact, if you start Parshas Vayikra, it goes through the Korban Oila and the Korban Chatas, Korban Shlomim, as we know, and Beit and Tzav.
Does it also talk about Torah Shebaal Peh?
Torah Shebaal Peh was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, not necessarily all on Har Sinai. It could have been during the 40 days before when the Kodesh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu the whole time. Anyway, but the Klolos, meaning the general rules, were given on Har Sinai, but the Protos, the details, were only given later on in Sefer Vayikra. For Bekiva Oimer, Klolos uprotos Nemar Vasinai. No, everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Everything. Bakal Mika Kol Klolos uprotos. Vinishta Moyel Moyev was repeated in Sefer Vayikra. Vinishtal Shiba Arvas Moyev. Arvas Moyev is a reference to Sefer Dvorim. Why is it called Sefer Dvarim? Because after the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Eila Dvarim, Shadiva Moshe, etc., Kol Yisrael, Be'ev HaYad, and Be'eretz Moyav, Hoyel Moshe. So therefore, it's referred to Arvas Moyav, that's referring to Sefer Dvarim. So according to Rabbi Kiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeated it three times. One time in Har Sinai, one time in Sefer Vayikra, one time in Sefer Dvarim. Now, what does this have to do with us? We're trying to bring a raya whether it was Ulis or Iyah or Ulis Tamid. So, if you're going to tell me that the Ulis pre Matan Torah was an Ulis Tamid, when you get to Sefer Vayikra, it tells us when you go and bring your carbon Ulis Tamid, what you have to do is v'hifshetes o'ila v'nitach o'isach l'nzocheha, which means you don't just go and shech the carbon, take the whole animal, put it on top of the mizbeach, but you have to skin it, and the oiris go to the kohanim, and then you also have to take out the innards, and you have to go and the tuach cut it into the pieces, in other words, very large pieces, in the chabad the kohanim, you take the right, you take the left, you take the head, you take the legs, etc., etc. Anyway, now all of this is only in Sefer Vayikra, since according to Rabbi Shmuel says that these halachas were not taught on Har Sinai. Come to chayis that the oila that was brought at the time of Matan Torah, if you're going to tell me that it was an oilas tamid, it would have been different than the oilas tamid brought after Sefer Vayikra, because here you're doing the oila without hefshev nituach, because Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell you the dinam, he didn't tell you the details yet. So it would have been a very strange situation that the same carbon oilas tamid that we bring today, we have to show when the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, the same oilas tamid will be the exact same one before Har Sinai. It's not true, it won't be the same one, because the one before Har Sinai there was no hefshev nituach. Could it be that this historical carbon that's brought every single day, day in, day out, twice a day, in the morning and the afternoon, you're going to tell me before, at the very origin, at the very inception, there was no Hefshev Nituach. So therefore, what I have to say is, that was a special oila. It wasn't an oilas tamid, it was an oilas r'iyah. So not that Rabbi Shmuel says it befeirish, the Gemara uses a analysis to establish that it must be that according to base, to according to Rabbi Shmuel, that it was an oilas r'iyah, not an oilas tamid.
That's a big jump, no?
It's a big jump, and in fact, the Gemara is going to have charata later on. The Gemara is going to go and change its mind. But at the moment, that's what the Gemara is. Now, number three, who else holds that it was an oila asri'ir? Rabbi Elazar, Desanya. Oilas tamidu asui bahasinai. We lend this always on Rish Chodesh. Oilas tamidu asui bahasinai l'rech nechoyach yishel Hashem v'nizkoyer v'yaseim l'kevesel, etc., etc. So it says, oilas tamidu asui bihar sinai. What does it mean asui bahar sinai? Rabbi Elazar, oimer ma'aseha nemru b'sinai. The Atzma Loi Karva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, he gave us a mitzvah of Oiles Tamid on Har Sinai, but it was not brought at the time of Har Sinai. What do you mean? Of course it was brought. It says in the Pasuk, V'yalu Olos. Oh, because those were not Oiles Tamid, those were Olas Re'iyah. So now Reb Loz is very, very much on point. He says very directly, Oiles Tamid was not brought at the time of Har Sinai. So what were those Olos? Was oilas re'iyah, very gishmak, very clear. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, no, I respectfully disagree. It was an oilas tamid, karva, they did bring an oilas tamid to Har Sinai, v'shuvle paska, and from the point, from that moment on, that they brought the oilas tamid at Har Sinai, it continued on for all the 40 years in the midbar, v'shuvle paska, every single day they brought an oilas tamid. Fetimor azay, elmani mekaim, there's a chaposig in omois, Hazvochem u'mincha higashem li'bamidbar boi mishana beis Yisrael. The Kodesh Baruch Hu asked Beloshen Bitmiya, beis Yisrael, did you bring me every day the zvochem and mincha in the midbar for 40 years? No, you didn't. So you see that Pascha. How did Rabbi Kiva say that it kept on going for 40 years, Nishamas? They didn't have this carbon brought for 40 years. Hazvochem mincha higashem li. Everything more shifts the show lavishly of the boy. The Zara Hene Krivu Oisa. No, no, Sinishver. The Karm Tamid was brought every single day. From Har Sinai time until they left the Midbar, until they went to Teretz Yisrael. 40 years every day. Ah, it says in the Pasik, Hazvachim Higashtem Li. Higashtem Li Beis Yisrael. The Yisraelim didn't bring it. Why? Because of the Chaito Egel, because of the Chaito Meraglim.
They
were considered Avelim in the sense that they were Menudim Lamakim. You don't mean Aharon and the two sons.
No, but the Yisrael in general became Avelim this time, yes.
Oh, you mean Al-Sarelim? Yeah, that's a separate story. But the Maisa, the Gemara is talking about Aharon HaKoyin and his sons, who presumably were not Avelim. So they could bring the Kabbanis. And what the Gemara is telling us is that the Shevet Levi brought the Kabbanis for 40 years. They didn't take the money from the Lishkas Agazis. They took the money from their own pockets, says Rashi. Yikrivu Mishalehem. They brought it. So when Rabbi Kiva says, Shuvle Paskai, means because of the generosity and the voluntarism of the Bnei Levi. But Klal Yisrael didn't bring it. Okay, so far we've brought arayas that Beishamai, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Lozer, all the three of them hold that the oila that was brought before Matan Torah was an oilas re'ia. Beis Hillel Odi Amaron was held Beis Hillel. We just had Rabbi Hillel. Beis Hillel said on the Amud Aleph that it was an oilas tamid, and that's why the Shalmei Chagiga is yeshna lefnei hadibur, and the oila is not lefnei hadibur, because that oila was not an oilas re'ia, it was an oilas tamid. Aha, okay, that's basic. Rabbi Kiva Hanami Demar. Rabbi Kiva, we just had now in the Brisa, which we just got finished saying, that Rabbi Kiva says that this was an Oilas Tomid, Korva Veshuvle Paska. When it says Oilas Tomid, Wasuya Bahar Sinai, it means an Oilas Tomid. This was brought in Har Sinai, it was brought for 40 years, etc., etc. Oh, very clear. Rabbi Kiva holds it was an Oilas Tomid. Rabbi Yosef Glili, Desanya. Rabbi Yosef Glili, Oime Sholish Mitzvah Tavi Yisrov Aloysam Laregia. Three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael had when they went up to be Oil Regia. The mitzvah of Re'iyah, the mitzvah of Chagiga, and the mitzvah of Simcha, which we've spoken about all three. They're not all three exactly the same, as we'll see in the Mishnah Mitzvah either tomorrow or the next day. There is no chiyuv to bring Shalmei Simcha if you have enough meat. Meaning, Avadah is a din of Samachta, that you have to go and eat meat of Kodshim on Yontif, and that's the Iker Simcha at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, to eat the meat of the Kodshim. Very good. What happens if I had plenty meat from Kodshim? Because everybody has to bring his carbon Shalmei Chagiga. So I had Baruch Hashem Anayis Chagiga. I have a small family, because most of my kids are already married, and they have their own families, blah, 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 blah.
I thought it was the same carbon always, the Shalmei Chagiga and
the Shalmei Simcha.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see now the Gemara that's not the case. To go and to tell you that in fact they are two different kabbalas, but the Shalmei Chagiga is an absolute chiyuv. Every male Jew in Klal Yisrael had to come up to Yerushalayim and bring three times a year Shavuos, Pesach, and Sukkot. He had to go and bring Oilas Re'iya and Shalmei Chagiga. What? How much does he have to pay for it? That's a machlokes b'Shalmei Beisil. They have to bring those two kabbalas.
Shalmei Chagiga is
slightly. Now, what is Shalmei Chagiga? Shalmei Chagiga is a shlam. What do you do with the shlam? You take it home.
Yeah.
So if you happen to have Knei Nahara family, and you brought along all of your sons and all of your daughters, and your Edomis and your Shniyas and your Einiklach, and you have Knei Nahara, 100 people at your Suda, one Shalmei Chagiga is not going to do it. Then you got to bring more. Why? You say, I'll eat fish. I don't have to eat meat. I'll eat chicken. No. You got to have from the carbon, the Iker Simcha is the Basar. So if you have enough with your Shalmei Chagiga, you only have 5 people at your table, 10 people at your table. Shalmei Chagiga is enough. That's all. You don't have to bring anything more. What about the other days of Yontif? Says Rashi, you could bring the Dorimu Nedavos. Or maybe you had Maser Behema. Maybe you brought a Karm Toida. It doesn't have to be Shalmei Simcha. However, if you did not have enough, with all of that, with your shalom chigig and with your nedarim and nedarim, and your masabay, man, you didn't have enough, then go and bring more shalom. Those are called shalom simcha. So shalom simcha is something that you only need if you have a shortage of kodshim meat for yantif. But if you had enough, you don't have to bring shalom simcha. Anyway, that's when a little bit of the Mishnah about this tomorrow. This applies, by the way, the same thing to the koyin. If the koyin has plenty of chatas meat and osher meat, he doesn't have to go and bring shalom simcha. It's tomorrow's Mishnah. But anyway, beginning back to our Gemara now. So now there are three mitzvahs. You have the Oydas Re'iyah, Shalom Achiyah, and Shalom Yisimcha. Says Rabbi Yosef Glili, Yesh B'Re'iyah Shem B'Shneyah, there is a mal of the Re'iyah has over the other two. V'yesh B'Chagigah Shem B'Shneyah, a mal of B'Chagigah over the other two. Yesh B'Simcha Shem B'Shneyah. And we start again. Yesh B'Re'iyah Shem B'Shneyah, what is that? Re'iyah Oylah Kula Gavoyah. Ooh, Oydas Re'iyah goes totally on the Mizbeach. Like Beis Shammai said before, Mashenkin Mishtein, except the other two are eaten by Bnei Adam, so therefore Olas Re'iyah is more choshev. Yesh b'chagiga Mashenkin Mishtein, she'chagiga yesh l'fnei adibah. Oh, what we spoke about before, according to Beisil, that chagiga is more choshev than the Olas Re'iyah because we had the chagiga l'fnei adibah. V'yishlach nari Bnei Yisrael, v'yizbuchu zvachim shlom Hashem parim. Aye, but it also says v'yalu olos. Yeah, but those olos were not carbon olas Re'iyah. They were carbon oilas tamid. Oh, so I have clear that Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that it was a carbon oilas tamid. Mashein kibishtem. Yesh b'simcha mashein b'shtem, she'a simcha nehegez ba'noshim u'bin noshim. Like we said at the outset of today's daf, that women are also mechuyiv in shalmei simcha, mashein b'shtem, which doesn't apply to the other two, noshim apotiv from both re'iyah and chagig, like it says in our Mishnah. Hakel chiyom b're'iyah chutz mi noshim b'avarim shirim shechrorim, like we had in our Mishnah. Good. Anyway, so bottom line is we have three against three. Frank Dimar, Rabbi Shmuel, my time to come up was like a Beis Shammai. Why did you say Rabbi Shmuel holds like Beis Shammai? Because Esau could die to other Jacob Yisrael by Midbar. Oilas Tomid Hava, me ikamidin me ikara loy boy hef shivini tuach, the psoi boy hef shivini tuach. So he said, it cannot be that Rabbi Shmuel holds that it was an Oilas Tomid, because if it was an Oilas Tomid, since Rabbi Shmuel holds that only the Klolois Nemru B'Sinai and not the Protois. So when the Yidden brought the Oilas Tamid at the times of Har Sinai, they didn't know yet the din of Hefshev V'Nituach. So is it possible that the same carbon one day doesn't require Hefshev V'Nituach, and the next day, or a month, or 6 months later, or a year later, it does require Hefshev V'Nituach? It's unlikely that the very same carbon would be brought in two different ways. That's what we brought as a raya, therefore Rabbi Shmuel must hold was an oilas re'iyah and not an oilas tamid. Right tomorrow, Rabbi Yosi Glili, the Amar oila she kriv yisoba midbar oilas tamid haba. That's the brisa we just brought now. The Rabbi Yosi Glili said that yesh the by oilas re'iyah mash enkin mishdayan. We had Rabbi Yosi Glili that says he holds like base Hillel the son of Rabbi Yosi Glili oimer. Sholish mitzvahs and tav yisur baloisam, and we said yesh v'chagig yeshayim b'shneyan. That what that the chagig was yeshna lefnei hadibur, mash enken the oila, hava meikarap, and Rabbi Yosef Glili the omer oila shekriv yisur b'midbar oilas tamid hava. Since he holds that the chagig was lefnei hadibur, it means that the oila that was at the time of the giving of the Torah of Har Sinai was an oilas tamid, and since according to Beis Aglid, according to Bishmal, we didn't know hefshev nituach yet, is mekar loy boy hefshev nituach. Who say boy hefshev nituach? Now you're going to tell me that maybe Beis Aglid holds like Rabbi Akiva that klolois ubrotois never b'sinai. No, the sign of Beis Aglid oimer oilas yikriv yisav b'midbar ain et une hefshev nituach lefisha ain hefshev nituach and the oil moid the eilach. Einach anami, the oil that was brought pre-Mishkan, did not have Hefshev Nituach. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel, that only Klolois Nemru B'Sinai, we didn't know the din of Hefshev Nituach yet. When did you have Hefshev Nituach? From Oil Moed Eilach, means from Sefer Vayikra and on. So you see that there is a Mandiyam Rabbi Yosi Aglili that holds it was an Oilas Tamid, and it was brought two different ways. Pre-Har Sinai, pre-Mishkan, it was brought without Hefshev Nituach. Post-Mishkan, it was brought mid Hefshev Nituach. Isach Nishuzo Gefeilach. So Rabbi Shmuel can hold the same thing. So you don't have a raya that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Beis Shammai. Rabbi Shmuel could hold like Beis Hillel. You're right. Samikan Rabbi Shmuel, take Rabbi Shmuel out of the list. So instead of having now three against three, we only have three against two. Because I don't know for sure what Rabbi Shmuel holds. Maybe he holds Azai, maybe he holds Azai. Basically. So therefore I have two on the side of Beis Shammai, and I have three on the side of Beis Hillel. Okay, Boyer of Chizim. Let's go back to that pasuk that we've been quoting orally so many times today. That's the pasuk. Vishlach is not b'nei Yisrael v'yalu olos. Now it says here the word kvasim. Put that in parentheses. V'yalu olos kvasim parentheses. V'yizbuch zvachish shlom l'Hashem parim. Now what's the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara Shaila is that the Torah is very explicit as to which animal was used for the karm shlom. It says very clearly. Vayizbuchu, zvochim, shlomim, lashem, parim. What are parim? Oxen, cows. They made it into kabbonis. Holy cow! It was used for a carbon. That was parim. The question is, by olos, the Torah is silent. Now, although our Gemara says kvasim, it doesn't say kvasim in the Torah. It doesn't say. The Torah says, v'yishlach, esnar b'nei Yisrael, vayalu olos, the wise Gemara insert the word kvasim, because that's part of the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara Shaila is when it says Vayalu Olos. Since the pasuk is not specific what type of Olos, perhaps it was kvasim. And what was the Shlomit? Parim. Oy Dilma, idi parim haba. Or maybe the word parim at the end of the pasuk modifies both. That both the Olos and the Shlomim were both parim. So the Gemara says, I don't know what those olos were. Were they kvasim? Were they part? And now any person who's a shtickle cynic is going to say, lamai nafkemina, who cares? After all, we're not talking about bringing a carbon today, or when the Beis Hamikdash is standing, we're talking about a historical event. It could have been kvasim, it could have been parim. What difference does it make? So the Gemara makes two differences. Ma'azutra omel apisuk tamim, the way you're going to lane it, in other words, the trup, the way it is in our chumashim, in fact, under olos, there is an esnachta. Esnachta means we make a semicolon, we make a pause. V'yishlach esnar b'nei Yisrael v'yalu olos, pause. V'yizmach zvach shlosham parim. So according to that, it sounds like the parim is not modifying v'yalu olos, and that olos, in fact, could have been kivasim, or for that matter, izim, but not parim. On the other hand, if you're going to tell me that Purim modifies Olos, then it shouldn't be an Esnachta, it should be like a Mapach Pashta, Vayalu, Olos, Yizbuch, Zvachim, 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 Purim. The Purim, therefore, is referring to both the Olos and the Zvachim Shlomim. So, in other words, number one piece of Talmud, how should the Baal Kore read it, and what should be on the Sora in terms of the Trop? I have another Nafkimina. What happens if you have somebody today, or when the Beis Hamikdash is standing, and he says, I hereby take upon myself to go and bring a carbon oila. What type of carbon oila? I'll tell you. I want to bring the same oila like they brought in Parshas Mishpatim at the times of Har Sinai. So what oila was that? Was that a keves or was a par? The Torah doesn't say. My parim have a kvasim up. Ich weiß doch nicht. Die Morteiku, Tisch, Biatar, as we talk, I don't know whether it was kvasim or whether it was parim.
Right. We get this is the truck we see, right? At first you have the truck.